Does it seem like every time you turn around or open up your wallet, you're shocked at the changes that have directly impacted your life in just 2.5 years? There's something that you can do to protect the value of your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts. Contact the folks at American Hartford Gold and talk to them about your options in diversifying your assets. Empower yourself with opportunity. Hold on to the fruits of your hard work and protect your future. So do what I did and call the only precious metal dealers I trust, American Hartford Gold. Diversify your portfolio with physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside of your IRA or 401k. American Hartford Gold is the highest rated firm in the country with an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Call today and they'll give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first qualifying order. Call American Hartford Gold today at 866-887-1188. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Why do people do this? Humans, right? A Florida man shared a photo holding a dolphin out of the water, which you are not supposed to do in Jacksonville Beach. And now, well, he's getting investigated for it. Whew. So this guy, he's getting backlash. He posted a photo of himself holding a dolphin up out of the water. He said that he shared it. It was a surfing account. He posted it on Instagram. And one of the guys who lives in Jacksonville Beach, he's a surfer and a bartender, Kevin Bogrand. He said he was, quote, immediately enraged. He said it's a crime against nature. And so you're not supposed to disturb their behavioral patterns, injure them in the wild, basically lift them up, do any of that stuff. And so they said that it actually could hurt them. And one of this marine biologist said the dolphin was probably ill to be caught like that. And so they have to have buoyancy to breathe. That's very interesting. This whole article gets into the science of that, which I found fascinating, but it's too long for this segment. So anyway, they're investigating him. It's the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, because that's really mean to it. And that guy's, is he in coral shorts? Am I looking at that correctly? I don't like this guy already. I don't like him. And he needs to lift. Anyway, because you guys know how I am with stuff. You guys know how, except for spiders and crickets, because those are nasty. I don't care what happens to those. Although the spiders, I realize then they're necessary. I feel bad for this guy, but this is actually a hysterical story. I mean, the headline alone is funny, but it's bad, and I don't want to make light of it. Imagine you're taking a nap in your recliner, right? You're in a recliner, you're lolling back, you're taking just a quick nap. Nice. And then you're awoken by a stranger beating you with a bat, because that's what happened to this Florida guy. He was in his recliner, and he woke up right as the home intruder hit him in the head with a bat, like out of a movie. This is according to Bay County Sheriff's Office in the Panhandle. The 46-year-old victim survived, and he did identify the attacker. It happened at a rural home in Fountain, an unincorporated community about 80 miles west of Tallahassee. So the victim said he was in his recliner, he was snoozing off, and this dude entered his home and hit him with what I'm assuming is an aluminum bat several times. Then he took the victim's wallet, his keys, a bike, and a phone. The intruder fled. He was caught later that day when deputies encountered him during a traffic stop, and he still had all the stolen stuff on him. So the suspect is 25 years old. He lives in the area, but they say that he's considered transient. And so he was arrested. Now, hold on. This is what he's been charged with: home invasion, robbery, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, fleeing, eluding police, resisting an officer with violence, reckless driving, driving without a license, possession of a controlled substance without a prescription. Bond was set at $360,000. And the victim, I mean, his head and face got all beat up, but he didn't need medical treatment and he did refuse it. That's kind of, I just got to say, like, how does someone get in your house and you not know like that? Right? I mean, how do you not know? That's just so, this weirds me out. All right. You've heard me rave about the Kel-Tec KSG shotgun for a long time, and the fact is, I cannot say enough good things about it. I mean, the KSG is the one that started it all, made ordinary shotguns obsolete, and still reigns supreme. But the big reason I keep raving about it is I'm also the proud owner of one, at least. And trust me, I really put the KSG to the test before adding it to my collection. It's perfect for home defense or tactical situations. And this 12-gauge is a reliable go-to that's easy to handle for everyone. The KSG shotgun is the first 12-gauge pump-action shotgun chambered for 3-inch shells and, with dual-tube magazines, offers a capacity of 12 plus 1. Its downward shell ejection makes the KSG truly ambidextrous and ejects shells away from your face. It's compact, lightweight, and easy to maneuver and control. Learn more about the KSG shotgun at KeltecWeapons.com and follow Kel-Tec on social media. Visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com.
YouTube, Facebook, or DirecTV. If you're looking for the number one afternoon host in the country, you've found her. Download the podcast every day to catch up. The Dana Show.
You have to have a reason to lock down, for example, in New York City, when Elmhurst Hospital was overrun and they were having cooler trucks outside because they had no places to put the bodies. You had to have something to immediately shut down the tsunami of infection. That lockdown was absolutely justified. The real critical question is, what do you do during the lockdown? And when do you stop locking down?
So when he's not doing this, he's pushing climate change stuff. I don't know if you guys saw some of that. Oh, that's a true thing. That's Fauci's pushing that as well. Welcome back to the show. Bottom of this first hour. So I guess, I mean, it looks like the mask mandates are returning. And they're pushing this again. You guys saw the headline, I'm sure. It is the, hang on, I'm going to. It's the B, this weird variant, BA.2.86.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
They said that a Virginia resident who traveled from Japan is the second U.S. patient to be infected with this mutant strain. And experts say the case is just the tip of the iceberg. There was a doctor that is actually a pretty well-respected doctor. Not a political one. They're kind of, they run this, I have different lists and different ways to follow people. I kind of use it like a wire. I use Twitter like as a search engine, and it's a real boring doctor, but it's like a respiratory. I can't remember the dude's discipline, but he was saying that from what he's seen, it is essentially similar, but without the, and I, for the lack of the medical ease that he used to describe it, basically the respiratory stuff is nowhere near as bad. It's like a light, that's what he was saying. And he's not like, he's not a bomb. I actually don't know the guy's politics. And I've seen, and under his, and again, this is, you know, take it for what it is. There were other medical professionals and they were all discussing this and that. I just think that this is garbage, and it's gonna, we're gonna have a bad flu season, and they're gonna try to exploit that by, oh, look at this oh my gosh, this variant. They said it was an asymptomatic patient in Virginia, and they said that it was spotted in Michigan last week, and it stems from the earlier branch of the virus, so it differs from the variants targeted by current vaccines. And they're trying to mandate face masks. I will raise all manner of hell if they try to do this in colleges. I'll be damned if I go another year with a kid in a damn mask in a classroom. Like hell. I mean, there is a great way to have a fight out in the damn streets with that. And I am not joking, and that's not hyperbole. We are not doing this again. But people are primed for it. I mean, people respond to government panic like sheep. They go nuts. Oh my gosh, we can't handle. We have been conditioned. This is the danger of big government. Big government conditions you into thinking that, oh my gosh, I can't handle it alone. Where are the government services? I got to be honest. If Fit hit the shan and, you know, we had like power outages and all this stuff and it was like crazy and people, I got iodine tablets. I got MR. I've got everything, but I'm weird like that. I'm just like some people are like, oh, I'm a prepper. And I'm like, that's funny. Cause I mean, literally I want to dig a bunker under my home. And we were like trying to work with like, we had like consult geologists and stuff. Cause you know, North Texas ground's very rocky, et cetera, et cetera. I'm like, I want to have a bunker. I want to have all this stuff. I want to have a solid concrete house, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, I have enough supplies for like 5 years. I'm not joking. So that's when, you know, when the first lockdowns hit, I didn't understand why everybody was freaking out over toilet paper, because I'm like, doesn't everybody have like 5 years supply? But Kane, to that, you know, I think that's kind of a thing of growing up poor.
Yeah.
You're always prepared when you grow up poor,
that's right.
Aren't you?
That's right.
You are always prepared. If you grow up poor, oh man, there's nothing that life is going to throw at you that you're not going to be able to handle. You grow up poor. Do you know that I used to like erase stuff on paper and reuse it in school? Because I couldn't afford, I'm not joking you, because I couldn't afford paper. And I was borrowing notebook paper from my cousin because I couldn't afford it. I literally would have to take an eraser and erase stuff to reuse sheets of paper. Hands to sky. I had it. So it's like you're prepared for anything.
Yep.
I mean, I'm like, well, and I was so prepared with all the paper goods that I even had like my A list, my B list, and my C list. You know, the bad single ply. The kind of okay two-ply and then the quilted, you know, multi-ply. Like, I was ready. I had water. I was, like, ready to rock. I had food. I had everything. But people freak out because they think, oh, my gosh, where are the government services? What are we going to do? We don't have government services. It's just a weird way to think. So they're saying they haven't even detected this variant in Japan yet. And Kane and I were talking about this yesterday. I mean, we're going to have a high... I think we're going to have a bad flu season, but that does not mean that this is what, golly, this is just wild. So they are looking to bring, they have movie studios bringing back mask mandates. They have a few cases of this strain and everyone is losing their minds, their absolute minds. So you have Rutgers that's saying, oh, you have to have the non-working clot shot and the mask on your stupid face. And then what? There was another school in Atlanta saying you also have to wear a stupid mask on your dumb face. What else? I mean, it's crazy. And they're going to try to push this. It's not going to happen. Yeah, I hope that students on college campuses, if they try this stuff again on college campuses, I hope they riot. And let me tell you something. The people who don't want to get mad and the people who just want to be left alone and the people who want to go about their lives and be, you know, good stewards of the fruits of their labor and to be good contributors to society and just live their lives. Those are the people you don't want to piss off. Because those are the people that when they set their minds to riot, well, it'll be like nothing you've ever seen. So I hope that people are done messing around with this non-scientific garbage, because you're literally talking about microscopic particles that are easily breathable through masks that don't work to filter them. It is the equivalent of a Linus from Peanuts security blanket. The latest data from the American Heart Association indicates that adults with fatty liver were 3.5 times more likely to have heart failure than those without. And the American Liver Foundation says that 100 million Americans have fatty liver. Start taking care of your liver with Liver Health Formula. You throw everything at your liver. Cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, statins, cigarettes. You shouldn't. And that's why so many people have a sluggish fatty liver that makes you gain weight and lose energy. An all-natural supplement, which contains 12 clinically proven botanicals that help recharge and protect your liver. Liver Health Formula is manufactured right here in the USA and approved by American doctors. Now, when you try Liver Health Formula, you'll also get a free bottle of omega-3 to keep your heart healthy. Visit GetLiverHelp.com/Dana and take advantage of this special offer. That's GetLiverHelp.com/Dana. For decades, your liver has helped you with over 500 key functions daily. So take care of your liver with Liver Health Formula and get a free bonus gift at GetLiverHelp.com/Dana.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Elon Musk is trying to stem the tide of clickbait, which is so horrible. And my favorite thing is like to save people a click and just tell them what it's about. So he's going to try to hide headlines and text from news articles to improve the aesthetics. Lorraine makes a good point, though. Like, maybe also check out some of the advertisers, because they do that exact thing with a lot of their ads. That, you know what it is? It's like they have the headline like, look what this person may have done. What? And then you click it and it's like nothing. It's a nothing burger. And you wasted 3 seconds of your precious life reading this stupid story and giving this website clicks. I know. So I don't know if I'm actually against it or not. I don't know. I do think the block should be left. A couple of things. Oh, this is what I want to get to. Alec Baldwin. He's tried to axe Rust crew members, the suit, over the shooting when he shot and killed their cinematographer, Elena Hutchins. You guys remember this? So the Armorer, her trial date, I think, was set for September. Alec Baldwin doesn't have a trial date yet because he's special, and because his last name is Baldwin and he's a Democrat, he gets to shoot and kill whoever he likes without any kind of accountability or justice. So the criminal trial for these crew members, their suit over this, he's trying to get these people that filed suit against him and the production, because he's the executive producer, he's trying to get them fired. Isn't this, I mean, I just think that he's trying to stop them and trying to push them out of it and then trying to stop and axe their suit as well. I don't know. I just don't think. Lionsgate brings back mask mandates in the office, according to the Hollywood Reporter. Lionsgate's a production firm out in Hollywood. I will punch someone in the face and go to jail before I wear a mask. I'm not joking you. Like, we'll descend into fisticuffs here. And, which we're going to get into all of this, everything with the mask mandates, the clot shot, and more. They're pushing it again. We'll talk. I wanted to talk to Kane about this because we were kind of joking about it. Did you guys hear that, what's his face? That Wagner Group guy, his plane fell out of a damn window. Did you hear about this? Did y'all hear about it? There's video of it. It's falling out of the sky. This video footage. Now, it said that the plane was owned by this, what's his name? Przinsky? Przokin guy? They said the plane was owned by him, but some outlets are saying that he was on it. Plane just fell right out of the window up there in the sky and just fell right to the ground, came. So we were talking about this, and then I was looking at this video of Putin, who is apparently, he's at this meeting and he's fidgeting with his hands. He's at this Russian Council for Strategic Development and National Projects, and he looked at his left wrist and didn't find his watch there, they said, in this video. And then he looked at his right, and then he like tries to switch his watch. And people are saying that it fuels body double speculation. I don't think it's a body double. Do you think it's a body double? Because then you would have to look so much like this dude for that to be a body double. And what would... Why wouldn't the United States just go if they knew it was a body double? Because we have a whole spy network. Why wouldn't they just go, dude, that's a body double, and just make it known? And then they're like ashamed out of it, right? And then Kane's like, well, they got, I swear, it's like Charlie Day stuff. He's like, but they got these masks.
Hold on. I'm going to put this in Slack so you can see.
Yeah, go right ahead.
These masks cost $20,000 a piece. They take about a month to make. And
they look like masks too. I hate to tell you.
Well, you can hate to tell me, but they are actually passing.
No,
people
they
are passing
not.
For other people.
I just don't even
with
believe
these
this.
Masks.
I don't believe this.
Well, you don't have to believe it. I'm just telling you what's
they're,
out there.
They don't. It looks fake. They look fake. I'm like looking at these photos. They look
those
fake.
Those photos, of course, look fake because they're sentient heads.
It just
they're
it,
not on bodies.
No, even I think you can tell.
What was the last health news we had on Putin?
Oh, the shaky McShaky leg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Falling over.
Well, he did fall, but he was shaken.
Yeah.
I just don't think that it's a body double. And like, I'm willing to almost like believe anything at this point because I just distrust everything. But maybe he just didn't want to wear his watch on that. I don't know. It's just weird. I just don't. I mean, I'm looking at the still photos and it doesn't really look like a mask. It does look like he's wearing makeup, though. I totally think the dude wears makeup.
I don't know. He looks a little pudgy in the cheeks.
He's always looked pudgy in the cheeks. The dude gets filler. He gets like more filler than like ex cable news hosts.
Not always. But look at his, yeah, he's looking at his left wrist when Putin wears the watch on the right wrist. That's
I think it's, it looks like him.
It does look like
him. But what do I care though? Like what, I mean, he's still a jackass. What do I care? It's still him. It's either, it's either a commie with a commie body double or the commie McShakey leg.
Right. But what if the news of Putin being dead, what would that do to the overall effort there in Ukraine?
Russia? These are the people who they live to spy, right? I mean, when you think of Russia and you think of the Kremlin,
what
do you think of?
Deceive is what
shady spies. That's what you think of. They would know. I think they would know. I just don't think that you could, because they sell each other out. I think they would know. I think it's him. I don't know. Maybe he'd got, I don't know. Who knows? I just don't know if I buy the face mask thing. I just think he would know. It's just too obvious. And especially if you're sitting there that long. But they said that it's, I don't know if it's a blunder or not, but it looks like him. I don't know. I don't know if I buy the whole Dave thing. You know, that old movie where it was a body double that they used for the president because that dude had like a stroke or something. Who was the guy? It was Kevin, what's his face? He used to be in all these movies. But you remember that movie, Dave, is about the American president?
Oh, yeah,
and they,
yeah.
His name is on the tip of my tongue. But yeah, they, I just don't think that this is it. I just don't. I don't know. We'll mull it over.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.